The guidelines released by the Florida Department of Health today recommend doctors avoid prescribing social transitioning, puberty blockers, or gender-affirming surgery as treatment for transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Josh Bell is the director of the LGBTQ nonprofit One Orlando Alliance. He says these guidelines aren't enforceable, but they do set a dangerous precedent.
There will be people, whether it's non-affirming parents, whether it's non-affirming pediatricians or non-affirming school personnel, who will use this to keep our kids from identifying as who they are.
The move comes just weeks after Governor Ron DeSantis and the Republican majority legislature passed the Parental Rights in Education, or what opponents call the Don't Say Gay law. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.